Okay, so today's daf is Sanhedrin Mem Gimel. We'll pick it up on Mem Beis, Amud Beis, 6 lines up. Rav Papa Omer, Moshe Heicha Havi Yosef. So Rav Papa said, where was Moshe exactly sitting? He was sitting B'machne Levia, right? By the camp of Leviim. For Amalei Rachmon, the Torah says, at that point, where Moshe is standing, Hoitzias a Mekalel Michus L'machne. So take Mekalel out of the Machne. So Chutz L'machne Levia. So you have to take him out from the Machne Levia. That's going to be now to the third one. V'yotzias a Mekalel as Michus L'machne. So they did this. Chutz L'machne Yisroel. So this was that the one who was in the Mekalel was taken outside of the third camp now. So that's meaning he was taken out of the Machne Yisroel from where Moshe was standing. No, 1 second. That extra pasuk is telling me that you need to actually tell us what they did. Asiya behedya ksiva. And the pasuk, the Gemara answers back, no. The fact that the Klal Yisrael did what they said is right there, right? Now on Mem Gimel, uvnei Yisrael osu kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, right? The Bnei Yisrael did what Hashem commanded Moshe to do. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Elameata, if that's pshat now, so what are you going to do with the pasuk? V'yirgumu oso oven, my odile, right? It seems to be extra. Now, do you know that when Hashem tells them that they're going to have to take care of the Mekalel, so we did it. So then, therefore, what does this mean? So again, what is the Goran Darshan for the word V'yirgumu oso oven? Hahumi boile lichidetanya. We need it for the following brisa. V'yirgumu oso bo oven, right? So they did so Darshan's each word oso. Oso v'lo that they darshan they stoned him, but that he's not wearing any clothing. That the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the beginning of Perek Tesvav, that he was not clothed. And the Gemara's going to bring this down later as well. But that's what they learned out from the drasha of Oso, that him, but not with his ksus, not what he's wearing as clothing. Oven, what's pshat? It was Evan she'im meispe Evan achas yotza that the Beis Din has satisfied the obligation if they kill them with one stone, that they don't have to keep on pelting him. You're Yotze the skill already. So then Gemara's going to explain why I had to write both of these, why I had to make both drushes. It's drich lemichtav oven, right? It was necessary that he had to write out the word oven. It's drich lemichtav avonim. I had to write out plural avonim stones. Why? The equals of Rachmana oven. If the Torah would have only written oven, Sahavamina, I would have thought, that if the guy didn't die with only hitting one, so then, you're not going to bring any others. You got your one shot. You know, you didn't do it. So now that's it. So kosher v'chmon avonim. So for the Torah writes out, no, avonim plural. So even if he didn't get killed the first time, so you bring more than one, right? You'll keep throwing the stones. I've kosher v'chmon avonim. But if you wrote plural, so then havmin, I would have thought meikora. Nicey tarte. So you have to bring two, meaning even if he died of the first one, you still have to bring more. So therefore, no, kos rachmon of it. That's why the Torah writes the lashon of Yochid by the one stone. So the Gemara will ask a question now on Rav Papa. V'ho haitana ne'mar ka'amar, right? It says here elsewhere, really what the Gemara is asking is how Rav Papa, he's only an Amora, so how could he learn out the halacha directly from these pesukim talking about the Mekalel? He sounds like he's arguing on the Tanayim, and we know the general rule is that they don't argue on the Tanayim. It's interesting, why not? So the Magid Mishnah, I think, and others, the beginning in Hilchos Mamre and Perek Beis, speak out that there was like a tacit agreement, that they agreed that they were not going to argue one Tekufa on the previous Tekufa. The Amorim said we're not going to argue on the Tanoim. Others, the Achronim, have a different Mahalach, that the Gemara says that the world lasts for 6,000 years. Okay, so the middle 2,000 years, right, the first 2,000 years was Tohu V'vohu, right? Then came Avram Avinu, and Avram was in 1948, a good date to remember, but then that began the period of Torah. That 2,000 year time period of Torah was from the year 2000 to 4,000, and that corresponds to the end, the Chesimah Satalmud of the Mishnayos. That's when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was Mesad all the Mishnayos, and then they ended there. So some explain that that's, the Chazon Ish, maybe others have like this, that that's why the Amoraim didn't agree, because now we're no longer within the Tekufa of Torah. And right in the last 2,000 years, 4,000 to 6,000 is the Yemos HaMashiach. But once there's a break, that's really a major divide between the Tanaim and the Amoraim, because that ended the Tekufa of Torah. So that's what the Gemara is asking. How could Rav Papa, you know, argue on the Tanaim? So ilu lo ne'emar ka'amar, so hachi ka'amar. Now, ilu lo ne'emar kro ha'yisi olimir gezei reshava. If it wasn't written as a pasuk, I learned it out from the gezei reshava. Achshish ne'emar kro, but now that the Torah does write it out, so gezei reshava lo tzorich. I don't need to come onto the Gezeira Shava, because I have it written out in the Pasuk. So Rav Ashi Amar, he has different teretz. Moshe Heichen Havi Yossi. Where was Moshe sitting, right? It's a little bit similar, but it's a small nuance. But Machne Leviyah. So Moshe's in the Machne Leviyah. For Amar Le Rachmono, Hoitzias and Makalel. Take out the Makalel. You have to bring out the one he was. So where is that? So that must be Chutz Le Machne Leviyah. Right, take him out from the Machne Leviyah, El Michutz LaMachne. So that already now tells me another level. Chutz LaMachne Yisrael. You have to take him out from the Machne Yisrael. Votziu as a Makal, and they took him out. That's LaSiyo. That tells me, yeah, that the Klal Yisrael did in fact do what Hashem told him. Right. So one second, same kasha. Asiyah behed yiksiv b'hu. Right, you have the fact that they did this was written. The pasuk says, "Uvenei Yisrael also kasher tiva Hashem es Moshe," that the Bnei Yisrael did what Hashem commanded Moshe to do. No, so humi boile chad l'smicha v'chad l'dechia. No, so there really is that there's two things that they did. One was the fact that they put their hands on him, right? That on the makalo v'chad l'dechia, and the one that they actually push him off the. Of the two-story building. Okay, so Amr Lei Rabbonon Ravashi, right? So they said this to Ravashi, Lididoch, but according to you, Kol Hani Hotze, the Chesiv Beparman Nisrofim, right? Yesterday's daf, by the way, was that the par that by the Hara of the Parahelim Dover Shatzibur, or the special Korban that the Kohen Gadol would bring if he did something that was Chayav Chatas, right? So my darshu behu. So what are you going to learn from out all these things? According to yours, there's many extra, you know, superfluous, you know, uses of the word hotzi. So kash, the word is also by kash, and we spoke out many times that when the word says tiyufta, that means yeah, you upschlugged and it doesn't work. So kash means that it's a difficulty, yeah, but there is a teretz to it. So some of the Archonim to explain what's the kasha, because by the Mekalel, right, it says the words hotze, right? So each one of those are important because you could have, the pasuk could have been worded differently. But by the hotze of by the Parman Isrofim, so that's not extra. Therefore, there is no chiddush over there. You needed each one to be, it couldn't have been written other ways. So that's why the kasha doesn't necessarily, that's how Rav Ashi could have responded to the kasha that they asked on him. Okay, the Mishnah said Echad Oimid, right? The one person standing at the entrance by the Beis Din, he's got these cloths in his hand, this Adarim, and he's going to signal that if they're taking him out to kill him, then no, come back. We have a suffix over here. So Amr Rav Huna Pshitali, it's obvious to me. Echad Evan Shniskabo, both the stone that's used to kill the guy, Ve'echad Eich Shnislabo, and the tree which the guy is hung on after he's killed, Ve'echad Saif Shnerabo, and with the sword that he's killed, Ve'echad Sudor Shnechenabo, the sudor, the scarf that he's used when they strangle him, Kula Mishel Tzibur, all of these items are paid from the communal funds. My time, what's the reason? Lo Amrinan Le Zil. Because we don't tell him, you go, v'leisei v'liktol nafshe, we're going to go and we're going to kill you with your own property. You know, the lahavdil. But there's, in China, and I think in other countries, perhaps in Iran as well, they have the rishayim, they have a bullet fee. Whereas if a person's executed and they send a bill to the family to pay for the one bill that they used to kill the person, such an achazarius. But here, as we'll learn later on, When the Gemara talks about even the mitzvah of Yehav to Lerecha Kamoicha, we employ here to pick like a Misa Yofe. So here, the Gemara says it's poshet that you don't have to, he doesn't pay for the things that are used. So boy Rafuna, so Rafuna asks the Kasha, has a question. Sudar Shemanifinbo, that cloth that they use that they wave in order to, you know, get the guy's attention. Vesus Shirotz Lama'amidon Mishamihu. So the horse that runs after to get the guy, so who pays for that? Cave in the Hatzola Dide, it's really for the guy's it's to save his own life. So midehus, maybe he should pay for it. He would gladly spend money in his own pocket to save his life, obviously. Oh, dilma, or maybe, right? Dilma is the source for the English word dilemma. Maybe we have a dilemma over here. Maybe kaven de be dino mechayvin le mevad be hatzola mididhu. So then maybe the community has to pay for it because they have an union of hatzola. You have to save the guy. So the actually the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, right, Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel, points out that this is really not answered. So it's a suffik. So the halacha is, like Mishnah speaks this out a little bit more, that the tzibur pays for it, that we don't take it away from him, along the lines of Hamoitz Mechavir Al Havrayim. Visu, another question. Hod om Rav Chia bar Rav Ashi om Rav Chizda hayotzi lehorig mashkin oso court shalavoyna b'koish shal yayin kadesh titarif daito. So the person who's about to be killed, so they give him an alcoholic beverage, right, and with a lavona, and it's going to confuse him. He's not going to realize, he's not going to have this tremendous fear. He won't realize, he's about to die. Shneim, as the pasuk says, tnu shechar le'oved b'yayin the mori nafesh, right? Give a strong drink to the one who's about to be destroyed, and wine to the one who's has a bitter neshama. Metanya, noshim yekaras shibushalayim hayim is nadvois umavios oson. So these women, the prominent women of Yerushalayim, used to donate this. And the Mefarshim explained, it must obviously be with the approval of their husbands, because Masha Konsa Isha Konsa Baila. So they had permission to donate these things to for the person who's about to die. Lo his nadvu noshim yekaros mishalmi. So if they didn't donate it, then who pays for this drink? Havare mistabra mishel tzibur. So it's so logical, it's going to come from the tzibur. Kev and dechsiv tenu, right? It says you have to give. So mididhu. So it comes from them, meaning from the community. It's actually some of the Mefarshim point out that this is the source for why a person says l'chaim before drinking wine. There, you make a l'chaim with people so that you should show that the schnapps, whatever you're going to have, is being done for the opposite of it, right? In fact, that the person would be drinking before he's going to die. So this is coming to, we're drinking for a different reason. Okay, boy, if one of the Talmidim who is sitting right in front of the Dayanim, right, Amr Echa min HaTalmidim, Yeshli Lamed Alav Zuchus. I could be Lamed Zuchus on the guy, right? I know something that's going to be able to save him, to vindicate him. So then what do? Nishtatek. Then the guy became a mute. So Mahu. So what's the din? So minafeach Rav Sheshes biyadei, right? Rav Sheshes like waved his hands, right? Nishtatek, the guy become mute. Safilo echa b'sofa olam nami. So 1 second, even if someone's at the other end of the world, ein l'dover sof, you always have to be concerned with this. No, hosam lo ka'omer. No, there that no one spoke up something, but hocha ka'omer. Here the guy was like, he said he has something to offer up in his defense. So my, what's the din? So Rashi explains, right? Just back on the Shetitref Daito, right? By the person that gave him a cup of wine. V'lo yidog v'yis mamea b'harigo. So he's not going to become afraid and become just overwhelmed by the fact that he's about to be executed. The Rashi here, v'nishtatek, the guy ne'elam. He became quiet. He became an elam. He can't speak anymore. He's mute. Samahu mi omer, says Rashi, iloli shtotok. If the guy hadn't become mute, zahavi mamish b'devar, he would have had tak as something good he could have said over to save this guy. V'tzorech listor esadin v'levi dayonim acherim. So now we have to bring out new dayonim. So Rashi says, minafeach Rav Sheshes biyadi. Rav Sheshes was waving his hands. Klumer ruach hu. This is just zushamart. This is just ruach. This is just hot air. This is nothing. There's no mamoshos. There's no substance to what you're saying. It's ruach, right? Kevish nistatek mahoil. The fact that the guy didn't say anything and then he became mute. So what does that help? Ilohochi aziz lemecha shafilo echa besoifa olam nami. So if you're going to be concerned for this guy, you have to be concerned for that maybe somebody around the world, he also knows something. Maybe
somebody in the world knows. The one says, 1 second, is that the same thing? Right here, the guy, no one said anything. somewhere around the world knows that, but here the guy Moshe has what to say. So Tashma, the Gemara continues, I'm trying to answer this. Da'om Rav Yosi Bar Chanina Echa Min HaTalmidim Sheziko V'meis. So if one guy, one of the Talmidim was Mezakeim, and then he died. So Rowan also Ki'ilu Chai V'omi B'makomo. So we count his vote that he was Mezakeim, this person, right? Ziko In. Lo Ziko Lo. But the Diak is, if he actually did acquit him, then yeah. But if he just says that he has something, perhaps he wanted, then Lo, we're not going to do it. So one says, one second. Now what kind of raya is that? Zika pshitali. That's obvious. Right? Amati boilach. The question is, if he would have been able to say something, but he didn't, and the Gemara doesn't really answer that. The Gemara Mishnah said, afilu hu, even if, meaning the person who's condemned himself, he says he has something that he can be melamed zuchus on himself, so bring him back 4 or 5 times, you know, if there's really something that he has that's worthwhile. Safilu Palmer Shona Vishniya. What, even the first or second time, does he have to have something real, or could he just stall tactics for the first or second time? Fatanya, we learned in Braisa, Palmer Shona Vishniya, the first and second time he says I have what to say, Bain Shish Mamish Bidvarov, Bain Shain Mamish Bidvarov, whether he really has something or no, he doesn't have anything really, just trying to save his skin. Samach Zirno so. Nevertheless, we still bring him back. Mikan ve'elach, but after the second time, im yesh mamish b'dvarav machazir no so. If really now says, no, I have something, then we'll bring him back. Ein mamish b'dvarav, ein machazir no so. But if there really isn't anything, you know, to what to be said, he doesn't have anything of substance, so then, okay, we're not going to bring him back. So that seems to be against our Mishnah. Because what did our Mishnah say? We'll bring him back 4 or 5 times. And here we're saying, no, after the second time, we're not going to bring him back. So Omer of Papa, really, you could explain it like this. Targumo mipam shniya ve'elach. From the second time and onwards, that's when we'll look to see if he really has something, real in his runs. So mona yodin. So how do you know? How do you know whether it really is something mamish, what he's talking about, or not? So Omer Abaye, demasrinan le zuga de rabbanan. No, we give him a pair of talmidei chachamim. They walk along with him after that. The first 2 times we don't, but then after the third time, then we'll send talmidei chachamim in ikam mamish b'devarav, and they'll listen to what he has to say. And if he's got something, in we'll send him back. Ve'i lo, he doesn't get to go back to the Beis Din. So Gemara asks, okay, if you're going to send Talmidei Chacham with him, what are you giving him 1 or 2 even? Why now? But the third time you do it, send Talmidei Chacham with him the first time. No, because the guy, he's frightened. He's terrified. So he's so confused, and he's mamish for blunged. He's not going to be able to say over everything. So therefore, we assume that because of that fear, after 1 or 2 times, then he just then he gets his act together. He calms down a little bit, and he's able to do it. So by the third time already, that's when we send the Talmidei Chachamim with him. Okay. Next Mishnah. Motlo Zachus Peteruhu. So if you found a reason that he's innocent and he's potter, he's excused. Ve'im lav yetzi li sokil. And if not, then we go out and he has to get skila. Uchroz yotzu lefonav. An announcement's made. Ish ploni ben ploni yotzu li sokil. Right? So-and-so is about to be killed with skila. Al sho'over aveira plonis. Because he did the following aveira. Uploni ploni edav. And, the following to people, Reuven and Shimon, were the edim on this. Kol mi sheyodeh lo zchus yovel yomid alov. Anybody who knows a possible zechus should come and testify. Maybe you could save him. So the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye v'tzorech lemeimer b'yom ploni uv'shah plonis uv'makom ploni." You have to talk about the 3 major things: what day it was, what time it was, and what place it happened. Why? Dilma ika diyade. Maybe there are edim who could at least say that we know what happened in the place at that time, right? For also lemezim lahu, they'll make them into edim zomim, and therefore that will get the guy off the hook. Now, this is a very interesting, at one point censored Gemara. We're going to read it straight, but we'll see why at the times the enemies of the Jewish people had a very particular antagonism to the following famous Gemara here now in Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Uchroz yotzu lefonov, right? So we make an announcement. So lefonov in, right? That it goes out, me'ikoro lo. That it goes out once the he's led to the execution, but not before he's convicted. V'hatanya, we learn the following brisa: Be'erev Pesach taluhu liyeshu hanoitzri. On Erev Pesach they hung Yeshu, the founder of Christianity. V'hakoruz yotzu lefonav arbaim yom, and they announced 40 days in advance they were doing this. Yeshu hanoitzri yotzu lisakel ashakishef. Because he did kishuf, that in their scriptures it says that he did certain types of miracles. I believe 100% that that individual walked on water and did everything that they claimed to do. 100% I believe it to be true. But the Torah says it was kishuf, right? The others, whether he had a koach in these areas and he used it. Okay. Next, the hesis the hidiach es Yisrael, right? He convinced the Klal Yisrael to worship Avodah Zarah. Call me Shiadelo Zachus, anybody who knows the Zachus for Yeshu, Yavo Vilamidulov, come and say it. Come and teach it. Vilomotsu lo Zachus, but they couldn't find any Zachus on his behalf. Usoluhu be'erev HaPesach, and therefore they hung Oso Ha'ish on Erev Pesach. Just Agav, it's interesting that the Gemaras we've been discussing at the Mekalil, so I once heard from a Wolfson Shlita that, I think maybe he said it over from the Arizal, he had sources that, and Ramazan as well, that the Mekalel, his neshama was a Gilgal of Yeshu. And we saw where his source was in the Torah, and we saw what came out from him afterwards. Okay, so now, Amar Ula. Ula says, one second, Tispera, is that logical? Yeshu v'notzei bar hafucha zuchusu? Why in the world would they try to overturn the Gemar Din on Yeshu? Macy'su, he was a Macy's. He was trying to get the Klal Yisrael to worship before the Zara. V'rachman Amon, the Torah says, "Lo sachbo, lo sach, lo sechasel lo." You can't have any rachmanis on his, any chemla, any compassion on him. You can't cover up for him. Ella shiny Yeshu. No, he was an exception to the rule. Dekarav lemalchus have, because he was. He had close government ties. As in Rabbi Steinsaltz Gemara, he says that that he had connections to the Chashmonaim, and therefore that's why they wanted to give an opportunity for him to exonerate himself. And therefore, they said that you could try, but at the end of the day, it wasn't. Satan Rabbanan. Now, since we're talking about him, we go on to his Talmidim. Chamish Talmidim Hayulo Yeshu Hanoitzri. Yeshu had 5 Talmidim. Matai, Nakai, Netzer, Uvuni, Vesoida. Right, so Matai is Matthew. Soda, Toda is Thaddeus. I'm not sure the identity of the other 3 they identify. But also the Matai. So Matai came to the trial. Amal who say, he himself said in his defense, like in third person, Matai Yeharig, you're going to kill Matai? He knew Chomish. Says, Matai Avo Ve'ere Pnei Elokim. I'm going to come and see Hashem's face. So Amal lo, in, yeah, Matai Yeharig, yeah, Taki, he's going to die. We have a Pasuk also, Dechsiv Masa Yomus, right? The Pasuk in Tehillim, Va'ovod Shemo, and his name will be destroyed. Aisu l'nakai, they brought a nakai next, Amalahu, and again, he says in third person, nakai, Yahar, are you going to kill Yahar? Are you going to kill nakai? Right? Nun, kuf, aleph, yud. So, haksiv, v'naki, without the aleph, but it's clean. V'tzadik, al-tahar, you shouldn't, I'm innocent. Tzadik in the Chumash always means an innocent person, so you're killing a clean, innocent person. So Amalahu, yeah, in, we are. Naki, Yahar, you're going to be killed. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, the Mistarim Yaharu Naki. We're going to kill the Naki in secret places. Asul and Netzer. So that's when Netzer came in for his trial. And he said, Netzer Yaharu, you're going to kill Netzer. Haksiv, the Netzer Misharoshov Yifre. A branch, and Netzer is going to grow roots. Pasuk from Yeshayu. Amlo, in, yeah. Netzer Yaharu, you're going to get killed. Dechsiv, Vata Hashlachto Mikirvacho, Knetzer Nisov. You're like cast out of your kever, your grave, like a broken branch. Asulavuni. So Buni came in for his trial. Amr, he said, Buni, Yahar, you're going to kill Buni? Vaksiv, Bini Bechor Yisrael, my firstborn. I play on the words, Buni, like Bini. Amr, lo, in, Buni, Yahar, Buni's going to be killed. The Pasuk says, Hine Anochi Horig as Bincha Bechorecha. Yes, your Bechor, your Bincha will be killed. The Pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Shmos. Asula Soda. So Toda came in. Also, Toda Yeharig. Is Toda going to kill him? Ksiv, Mizmor LeSoda. A song of thanksgiving, Toda. Armalo, In, yes, Toda Yeharig. Toda's going to kill the Ksiv. Zoveach Toda Yechabdonni. Right? Whoever slaughters the Toda will honor me. So it's a cover to execute this type of individual. Now, Laman Beis. Amar Rebbe Yoshua ben Levi, Kol HaZoveach Es Yitzro Umisvade Alav. Anybody who slaughters his Yitzhar, meaning after it got the person to do the Aveir, and then he's Misvad, he confesses, Somala Vakosov Ki'ilu Kibdo LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shnei Olam. It's as if he gave Kavod to Hashem in two worlds, right? Ha'olam HaZev, Olam HaBo. Both in this world and in the next world, Chsiv Zoveach Toida Yechabedonani, right? The double nuns with they darshan out. So what is it? Meir explains, because he did two things. He acknowledged, first of all, that there is a Borei Olam, and second of all, he acknowledged the concept of Schar V'Onesh, right? Two of the major Ikarim. So by this, that's why Mida Keneged Mida, he is rewarded in two worlds because of his two acknowledgments. For Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bizman, Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when the time the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Adam Makriv Ola, person would bring an Ola, Schar Ola Biyado. He gets Schar for that. Mincha, Schar Mincha Biyado. If he brought a Mincha, he got Schar for that. Avami Shedaito Shefola. But if a person was humble, Malav Akosuv Ki'idu Hikriv Kol Kabonos Kulon. It's if he brought all the type of Kabonos because the person was humble. Shinemar Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishbara. The Zevach for Hashem here is actually interesting. It's Elokim is a broken spirit. Vilo Od, not only that, Elish ain't tefilos in Nemesis, but his davening, his tefilos, isn't going to be rejected. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Lev Nishbar Venidke Elokim Lo Tivze. Hashem, a broken spirit, you will not despise. You won't be Mavaze, his tefilos. So we see the Maila of being an Onav. Okay. Next Mishnah, Hayarochel Mibes Askila Ke Eser Amos. So he would be about, it says Ki, it doesn't say Eser Amos, it says Ki, like 10 Amos away. So Amram Lo, they, meaning the ones who were with him, would say, Hizvade, you should confess. Shechein Derech Kohamu Mosvim Mizvadin, because anybody who's going to be executed should confess. Shekol ha-mizvada yesh lo chilek olam haba. If you do this, you're going to have a portion in olam haba. Shekei matzina ba'achan. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss now about Achan, the one who took from, even though Hashem said not to, but he took from the bounty, say for Yeshua. Sha'am lo Yeshua, Yeshua says, B'ni sim no, please, kavod la Hashem, l'kei Yisrael, v'tein lo toida, right? Please confess to what you did. V'ya'on Achan es Yoshua, and Achan answered back, V'yomer, Omna nochi chatosi v'chazois. I sinned, and I did like this, and I did like that. Uminayin shekipe lo viduyo. How do we know that his viduy was mechaprim? Shneemar, V'yomer Yoshua me achartonu Yachar cho Hashem b'yom hazeh. So you brought trouble upon us, so you're going to be troubled b'yom hazeh. So the Moedarish is b'yom hazeh ato ochur. On this day you troubled us. V'yata ochur l'olam habo. But you're not going to be troubled in olam habo. Because you were misvada, you confessed, then okay. So you exonerate yourself, and you're not going to be held accountable. Or it will be good for you in olam habo. V'im eini yodei l'hisvadois. If the person doesn't know, either because he's so confused or he's in Amharetz, doesn't know what to say, so Amram Lo, they tell him, Emor Tehei Misosi Kapara Al Kol Avonosai, that let my death be a kapara for all of my virus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if the guy thinks that he was falsely accused, if he was set up, he was framed, Im Hayadeh Shehu Muzuman Omer Tehei Misosi Kapara Al Kol Avonosai Chutz Me Avonzeh, that my death should be a kapar for everything except for this, because this I'm innocent of. So Amar Lo, the Chacham said back, no. They are going to Rabbi Yehuda and said, no, Im Kain, if that's really what, then everyone's going to do this. Yehu, call all the Moimer Kain. Everyone's going to say this. Kedei Lenakos Atzmo. Everyone's going to say, yeah, the guilty people are going to make it look like, yeah, they're killing me, but really I'm innocent for this. So therefore, we don't have a, if he doesn't make it, if he doesn't say this on his own, the person's about to be killed, so we don't suggest to him this alternative. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, no, ino il loshen bakosha, right? No is an expression of a request. So the Gemara is asking, why in the world would Yehoshua have a request when he's talking to Achan over here? B'shash Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yehoshua Chota Yisroel, when Hashem told
Yehoshua in Perek Zion that the Jewish people have sinned, right? Amal lefon ribon shalom mi chota, who did it? So Amalei Hashem says v'chi deleitor ani, right? What, I'm an informer? Lech hapil gorolos, make a gorol, make a lottery. Halach v'chi pil gorolos v'nafil hagorol achan, so he did it, he fell out on achan. Amalei Yeshua, the girl at the ball alive. So Achan says back to Yeshua, that's what you're coming to me with? You're claiming my guilt on this? You guys are the Gedolim. You're the two greatest rabbis. It's going to come out on you. You'd also become out guilty like that. Which really isn't a good tiny because already the Urim Batumim said that he should do this. But okay, that's what Achan's answering back to Yeshua. So, that's what I'm asking you. Don't make it look like there's nothing to a goral. In the future, Hashem's going to divide up Eretz Yisrael. That's why, not going to explain, that's why Yeshua asked, he used the word nah. He's pleading with Achan to confess. Tain Toda. Right, give Toda. So Omer Vinesh Choide Shechade Bemile. He won him over. Kulam Nevakish Vimcha Elahoda. All I'm asking you is just to confess. Tain Lo Toda. Vahi Potter. Confess, and you're going to be, discharged. So the Yavid speaks out. Was Yoshua really being honest with him? He thought maybe he's going to get off. Yoshua never said that. Meaning, really, when you free yourself from punishment in Olam Haba, but you're going to be punished here. So Miyad, after Achan heard this, Vayan Achan es Yoshua v'yomer Omna Anochi Chatosi Lashem Elokei Yisrael v'chazos v'chazos asisi. I did like this and like this. Omra Vasi, Omra Chanina, Malamid, Shemal Achan, Bishlosha Haramim, Shnai Bimei Moshe, Echod, Bimei Yoshua. So he did three, he took three things he wasn't supposed to. Shnemer Chazos, Vichazos, Asisi. I did like this and like this. Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Eloz, Rabbi Shimon, Chamisha, there were five. Arba Bimei Moshe, Echod, Bimei Yoshua, Shnemer, Anochi Chatosi, Vichazos, Vichazos, Asisi. So the Yerushalmi speaks out that what were the five that he did? So there was one he took from Amalek, the second one he took from was Arad, the second thing he took was Sichon, the fourth one he took was from Og, and the fifth one he took was with Midian. Right? Tosus speaks out in Dibur HaMasel, says V'chazos. Right, so what is that? Hodlo Marbin Haromim Harbe Gidorish, right? Gabe Kahina Kahina. Earlier we had by David Hamelech's wives, we learned that a lot, 18 wives from this repetition. There weren't that many wars that you could actually, speak out. So why wasn't the Jewish people punished on Achan's account up till now? So Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, v'fishlo onosh al hanistaros ad she'avru Yisrael es ha'yardin. Because the Klal Yisrael weren't punished on Nistaros until they crossed the Yardin. And that's what the Maharal explains. At that point we became a nation. Kitzanai, really it's a machloikis. Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu v'niglas lanu l'vanenu ad olam. Why are there dots over them? And the pasuk is in Devarim Perek Chavtes. Vanistaras Hashem Lakenu Haniglos. There's a dot on the tuf. Lanu. All three letters have dots. Ulavanenu. All those have a dot. And then Ad. There's a dot over the ayin. Ad Olam Lasos is called Divrei Hatorah Zois. So again, Kitanoi. Let's go back a second. Vanistaras Hashem Lakenu Haniglos Lanu Vanenu Ad Olam. Lam Nakid Al Lanu Lavenu. Al ha'ayin sheba'ad, right? Why are there dots in there? So melamed shelo onosh al hanistaros ad over Yisrael es ha'yardin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was, they didn't punish them until they crossed the Yardin. Amar le Rabbi Nechemya v'chi onosh al hanistaros la'olam. What, does Hashem ever punish the entire Klal Yisrael for the hidden things that people do? Halo kvar nemar ad olam. It says ad olam, right? They're never going to be punished for that. Ela kishem shelo onosh al hanistaros. Just like they weren't punished in the Staros, kach lo onesh al onoshin shebegoli ad shavur Yisrael es yardin. Ela ochan my time in anush. What's the reason he was punished? Mishum dahavi yodi be ishto uvonov. Because ochan, it wasn't hidden anymore. His wife and his kids knew about it. So for those three, the Mary points out, when three people know about it, that is the definition of rabin. Okay, we'll stop here.